I want a piece that's not based on where I'm at, what's happening. I want the piece that Jesus offered before he left, when he was talking to his disciples in John 14:27, when he was talking about, you know, peace is what I leave you with. But the peace that Jesus was talking about was the peace that he was experiencing when he was sitting in the boat. And I mean, he was with the disciples and the boat was going crazy. Yeah, and yet he sat in the boat and he was sleeping. Now imagine being on a cruise and waves are hitting the cruise and you're falling all out of your bed. Imagine finding peace in that.
Why are we looking for peace in the wrong places?
Peace. Ooh, wow. Well, okay. So understand. There's a big difference in the peace. Everybody, my definition of peace and how I look at peace and how others look at peace may be two different things, because this world offers a sense of peace that is similar to happiness. Mm-hmm. Happiness is what's happened to you in the moment. So happiness is only built on, hey, look, if I just won $100, I am happy right now based on what has just happened. Mm-hmm. If all of a sudden I get a bill when I get home for $90, my $100 is now $10. I am no longer happy. Look how quick that happiness went away. Peace is similar. The world offers peace when sometimes our kids are picked up by our parents. Ah, I can just get peace for a second. Or, hey, look, I have the day off. I'm going to try to find peace. Or I'm going to on vacation to get that peace and tranquility there. And I have to go to these extravagant places to obtain peace. Mm-hmm. And what I have learned is that, okay, I want a peace that's not based on where I'm at, what's happening. I want the peace that Jesus offered before he left, when he was talking to his disciples in John 14:27, when he was talking about, you know, peace is what I leave you with. But the peace that Jesus was talking about was the peace that he was experiencing when he was sitting in the boat. And I mean, he was with the disciples and the boat was going crazy. Yeah, and yet he sat in the boat and he was sleeping. Now imagine being on a cruise and waves are hitting the cruise and you're falling all out of your bed. Imagine finding peace in that. Most of us wouldn't be able to. Most of us would be like, okay, you know what? I want my money back. I did not expect to be falling out of my bed in the middle of the night of a cruise. You know, it's in finding peace in situations when everything is going on around you. When you have your kids yelling at you on one hand, when your job is yelling at you, when your wife is yelling at you, when everything is falling apart in the world, but yet you still are experiencing the peace that God said he was leaving us with. You know, let me pull that up real quick. I think it's John 14:27, where God says, you know, peace leaves with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let your heart not be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And so, you know, what he's letting us know is that it's even in those moments where most people would say, I don't even know how you're doing it right now. Like, how are you making it through this? How is, you know, I heard about everything, you know, somebody told me as we were gossiping about you, about all the things you're going through. I don't know how you're doing it. And it's in those moments where most people would say, you're right. I don't either. I can't find peace. But it's when you recognize that Jesus gives us a peace that may not make sense to others, but it's in those moments where it's like, I'm at peace right now with this. I'm at peace with everything that's going on. I'm at peace with the fact that, you know, I just found out that I have cancer, or I'm at peace that I just found out that my parents are dying. You know, it's finding peace in those things, even when most people wouldn't be able to find it. And that's the peace that I seek. I feel like that's the peace that a lot of people would want and would trade in their peace in exchange for to say, oh, no, look, I that'll save me a bunch of money instead of going to Bali or somewhere. I'm just going to stay here and receive the peace of God in the situations that are right here at home. Sign me up. I want that.
Yeah.
And that's the peace I seek.
And I'm glad you mentioned that because and I'm pretty sure a lot of people can kind of relate to the fact that I tried to search for peace through other people, other things. But slowly I started to understand and realize that those things and even those people are temporary, right? And it all boils down and comes back to having to put yourself first, right? So at a point of your life, I feel like you have to sit yourself down and understand what do you need in your life to bring you that peace? Not necessarily things, not necessarily people, but what environment do you need to be in to say, no matter what's going on in my life right now, you know, this is where I'm at my most peacefulness, right? And I'm glad you brought that analogy with happiness, because that was another indication of measuring my way of happiness through, again, things and people, right? And those things are temporary. So as a man, it's like we are conditioned to, you know, basically work as machines, right? Basically, you know, you provide, you work, you don't talk, you don't say anything, right? But when life transitions into a different perspective that you're not used to, that is different than what you're dealing with currently in your life, right? I feel like that's, in my opinion, right? That's peace, right? Because it's a sigh of relief that what you dealt with a time before, you're now not dealing with that anymore, right? You're in a place, you're in a relationship, you're kind of at peace with yourself. And that was something that, you know what I mean, I had to think about very carefully, right? How can I put myself first? What do I need? Not only to bring a peaceful environment within my household through me, but also with my partner, you know, with my job, you know, with my personal life. You know, I in my opinion, I feel like all those things are important to understand. And we and we spoke about this a couple times now, right? And in fact, this was one of our very first conversations, right? And Jay is laughing because I can tell this is probably one of our very first episodes that we spoke about, you know, what is peace? Right. And we would also say that, you know, peace is who you let in your life and the things that are going on in your life. And I'm just so glad to be able to elaborate on, you know, putting yourself first, right? Understanding what makes you happy during those happenings, right? And I'm glad you made that analogy, because I'm probably gonna really, really dig deep and dive into that.
Go ahead, Jay.
Just to add on to what you guys are saying, like, to take it back to scripture, what's the command that Jesus used to calm the waters? It was peace, be still.
Mm-hmm.
And
good point.
Like everything you guys are talking about, it's about, oh, let me find this place. Let me find this thing. Let me find this, whatever, this random external stimulus to bring me peace. But when you can be still and be okay, you know, getting to that place where it's like, okay, I'm like me right now. I'm sitting in my house. Nobody else is around. It's quiet, and I'm good. I'm okay. Like I'm not hurting for anything. I'm not wanting for anything. Like yes, there are still goals I have. Yes, there are still things that I'm striving to achieve. Yes, there are still tasks I need to complete. But it's like, I'm okay.
But how long does that peace last, though? Like, when everybody comes back, is the peace gone?
that's the thing.
And see that, and that's kind of what I was saying. And that, you know, like we say, well, hey, look, if we find the right woman or the right man, we'll mm-hmm. we'll achieve peace. Listen mm-hmm. to me.
But it's,
I have not, and I'm, I, you know, hey, look, fall for the hype. I don't care how great the woman or the man in your life is. There are going to be times where you guys don't see eye to eye. There are going to be times where you don't agree or disagree. And sometimes the conversation around it may produce like, oh, I got to go into work with this now. I tell people I find the most peace. And I mean, I was just thinking about this. If a person was to ask me, where do you go? Or where do you find your peace at? I find the most peace in worship, and I can worship. I can put in earbuds right now and be in God's presence in the next 0.5 seconds to find peace there. I can find my peace in meditating on the word. I like to meditate a lot, and that there is, and even there, it's like, okay, but yeah, when you're done meditating, everything else pours back in. No. See, understand even. Yeah. I never stopped everything to meditate. I just use that opportunity to be able to calm things regardless of what's happening. So no, I truly believe that peace is not up to what's going on around us, who we bring into our lives, all those different things. Peace is more of what we're experiencing internally, how we are feeling regardless of everything that's going on around us. And or who we brought into our circle, you know, because as I you may have seen in a clip I made recently, we're too busy trying to protect our peace. You know, everybody, I don't know what song it was. I think it was it was talking about protecting your peace. And so, you know, we ran with that line. You know, I got to protect my peace. I can't allow you to come into this space. Or, no, I got to. Yeah. But see, the thing is, I don't have to protect what God freely gives me.
Yeah.
He didn't come. It didn't come with a protection plan. It didn't come with like, hey, look, you know, if it doesn't work out right, just bring it back to the store, like, or let me know. Like, no, I can freely receive that peace no matter what's going on, regardless who I'm with, regardless how bad things are and how bad the storm is, because I want to sit right next to Jesus and experience the same peace that allowed him to sleep when that boat was just like being tossed all over the place.
Yeah. Wow, that's actually a good point. That's actually you had something to add, Jay?
Nah, I was just looking it up, and I Googled protect my peace, and the first thing that came up was Kendrick 17 Lamar. Ways to protect your peace.
I have a course. I have a master course. If you follow me, I can help you protect your peace.
Yep. And then and the next thing that came up was an Ashley Taylor song. So, you know, it's
okay.
I didn't know. I have to look. I think Kendrick Lamar did say that.
Kendrick Lamar did have a line or something like that, talking about protect my peace or something like that. It could have been. But like,
I think it was in the Rich Spirit song.
And don't get me wrong. This worldly. This society's peace that they offer, well, yeah, you got to protect that. Now that you have to protect, that's true.
Yeah.
So let me not downplay that when what they're saying, what they're talking about, you do have to protect that. Like,
yeah. Are you speaking in terms of who you let in your circle, who you associate with? Are you kind of elaborating?
Yeah, all of that. Like who you, what job you take, who you allow to come around you. Wait, who's going to be there? I can't go there because they always love to rub me the wrong way. That's me protecting my peace right there. All of those things are ways that you're trying to protect what we, and don't get me wrong. I believe we are selective. We create boundaries that say, hey, look, I don't want to do that. I don't want to, but it's not necessarily about peace. It's just about the fact, and personally, it's about the fact that I just don't want to do that anymore. Yeah. I don't care to be around those people. I'm not protecting it. I'm just selective.
And that's okay. That's okay. Most people have a problem with that because you don't want to do that anymore, you know. And I was just in with saying, you know, sometimes you get to a point that's growth. You know what I mean?
When you get no longer people pleasing.
Yeah, that's growth.